Hey everyone, and welcome to Iboga Nautics. I'm your host, AM. This is a podcast about everything Iboga. So if you're listening to this, you're really interested in Iboga and want to know everything there is to know about it. From addiction, disruption, to art, to what kind of music is played during these experiences, from the Bwiti religious cult that consumes Iboga during their practices, to philosophy of psychedelics, everything that has to and could relate to Iboga. So if you're like me, whether you've taken Iboga or not, you're probably in research mode right now. You want to consume as much information, have the best idea about what you're getting yourself into before you consume, or before one of your friends consumes this substance, or you might be addicted to a particular opioid, et cetera, et cetera. So a little bit about me. I just finished a master's degree about a year ago in philosophy of science, technology, and society. And I wrote my master's thesis on the philosophy of psychedelic technology and how we might pair modern technologies with psychedelic states of consciousness. My research interests include but are not limited to philosophy of psychedelics, psychedelic exploration, and psychedelic technologies. So what happened? How did I get interested in Iboga? Well, I took Iboga once and it changed my life. I changed my master's thesis topic. I realized this is such a big mystery that needs to be examined a lot more. So also, I don't take Iboga because I'm unwell in any way, physically or mentally. I'm just really curious what this experience, what this human experience is. I'm approaching this from more of an academic perspective, how Iboga affects consciousness and subjective experiences. In addition to, I want to understand its phenomenology. How does it affect consciousness? What is experienced? What is it like to experience the Iboga experience? And as nuts as this may sound, I want to be the person who decodes this experience known as Iboga. Now, I might not get there, but I'll die trying. What is the structure of Iboga Nautics? There's no bells, no whistles, no frills, no jingles, just interesting content from my guests and I. This is just about the information. I want to know all of its angles. I want to know everything. So the format's going to be interview-based, new guest roughly every week. And the main point, or the way I conceptualize this podcast, is that the information's out there, but it's trapped in other people's heads. And it's our job to get that information out and share it. Just a couple of disclaimers. This podcast is for education and information purposes only, so please do not contact me how or where to get Iboga. That's not my role here. Do your own research. Find a retreat where you can participate in such an experience. There are countries where Iboga is legal. One of them is Gabon, one of the chief places where it comes from. My second disclaimer is that I am not tech savvy, so bear with me. I like to philosophize about technology, but I don't particularly use social media that often and other technologies. I tend to stay away from them and rather philosophize how they affect people, culture, society, etc. But I'm learning and I'll get there. Also, please check out my website I just launched. It's amhouot.com, amhouot.com. There you'll find my blog, where I use the stream of consciousness writing technique to discuss the texts that I'm reading for my research, from journal articles to books. For example, if I read 40, 50, 60 pages out of a text, then I'll take a little snippet or something I found interesting from that text and I'll do a stream of consciousness writing on it. Also, you'll find more information on Iboga Nautics there, from transcripts of the interviews to links to other websites that have really good information about Iboga, link to my thesis, and you'll find future publications such as journal articles and also the books that I'm currently working on and writing and researching. And that's it really for the introductory podcast, episode zero. And next week, I'll be interviewing my first guests. And yeah, I look forward to your input and the journey. All right. Thanks for now. Bye.
The following is a disclaimer pertaining to the use of the Ebogonautics podcast. Ebogonautics is a podcast intended for entertainment purposes only. This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional legal or medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider or legal counsel with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or legal situation. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast. Neither Ebogonautics nor any of its affiliates, sponsors, producers, guests, or hosts encourage the illegal use of controlled substances.